Hello, I am Nimcha, and this is Kitty in Heat. By the end of this, you'll be, I guess, transformed is the right word, into a creature that is both feline and very, very aroused. You may or may not be familiar with the feeling of heat that certain species experience. It's a very unusual feeling because it kind of overrides all other biological imperatives. For a brief while, the focus on one specific thing is almost all-encompassing. Now you can participate any way you want with this transformation. Maybe some cat ears, a tail plug. Optional and entirely up to you. Or on, or in. However you wish to wear or not. Display the desires that will be awakened as you go deeper. In a way, the very concept that the deeper you are in trance, the more that feral feline part of you is raised up. Now you may focus on the words or be as distractible as a cat, thinking more about balls of yarn or laying in the sun or basking in the warmth. There's this way that cats can relax that's quite admirable. Imagine yourself able to relax that deeply, as if every breath just allows you to sing and just become perfectly relaxed. It's just so relaxing to let yourself drift. And if you get distracted by a sound or two, feeling, it's totally normal, isn't it? If you're in a cat-like frame of mind, feeling feline fascinations, you might as well be randomly distracted while your mind drifts deeper. If you're all distracted, it's not like you can really hold on to any thought in particular, is it? So let yourself feel those wonderful feelings drifting deeper into a delightful drop. And allow your body to stretch or move, to relax or get into the perfect place of this feline feeling. You know what is best right now, the way you can relax any which way, it's just so natural. It's as easy as breathing, going in and out of attention and trance, drifting up and down, feeling a little feline sensation, swatting it away or grabbing it close, it doesn't matter. It's that genetic disposition, that trigger that gets activated at certain times. That's the real subject of today, isn't it? While I continue to pull your mind further down, you might begin to notice little, I wonder what word will fit best, tingles, drips, heat, pulsing. So many words entirely irrelevant and unable to describe the deep feeling. A Acadian heat. I wonder if you can truly deeply visualize, experience, even hear yourself making sounds that perhaps betray the inner sensations to yourself or the outside world. Better be careful that you don't get too distracted by the heat. It can happen at certain times, triggered by certain feelings, and the more cat-like you feel, the more deeply your body and mind transform, with perhaps hints of change. Your fur, your feelings, your tail, your ears, and of course those eyes and nose. But inside is the real change, the heat, a deep feeling that is warmer than a fire, more arousing than a thought. Fantasies don't even dare to flutter in abstract as your mind mutters murmurings that try to digest what you feel deep inside, down below, a heat. It really happens from the inside out. It starts so deep inside and it expresses it all over your body. It's difficult to not be distracted by your own mind and body feeling those impulses, as if you want to open up, as if you want something deeply, desperately, cravingly in heat. Something, there's a word, there's a feeling, there's something deep inside trying to awaken the more you melt into trance, the further you are flustered, fluttering with your thoughts, distracted by every little desire, dripping with every little drop, feeling those feline frustrations, needing, craving, wanting. You may notice your joints feeling more flexible, your skin more soft, looking different, and it's inside where the biggest change is happening. So deep down inside, oh yes, it wants something, it needs something, it craves something, it is perfectly happy to And it feels so good to give in. It feels so good to experience those changes deep inside. And the more you notice them, the further you are flowing into this state. The more you notice the deep heat down inside, the more you embrace it. Helplessly driven by the desire, pulled by pleasure. And some of them lose control entirely. They just can't stop rubbing themselves, grinding against things, humping others. Some of them get so lost in that feeling that it's like their mind just switches off and they become just this happy, mindless, horny kitty in heat. And the more they give into it, the more they become it, and the more they become it, the more helpless they give into it. They can feel their moving, humping, grinding, their paws barely able to do enough, rubbing, flowing, fluttering, just a happy, horny kitty in the heat. And the more it happens, the deeper the change takes hold, and the deeper the change takes hold, the more intense that feeling of heat. And there's this strange, fascinating effect of still perfect relaxation and emptiness, this blankness, while the heat is so focused on something deeply craving, needing more, crave, need. Feelings rolling around, deep, dripping, humping, grinding, and it just feels so good. It just feels so good to give in to, so natural, so instinctual, in heat. The body knows what it wants, the body knows what it must do. The body knows what it needs. It's okay if you can't control your legs or your hips or your paws. It's okay if they just go wherever the desire drives them. It's okay if all of that just happens to happen. There's very little thought remaining, just heat, craving, wanting, needing. Your ears twitching with every little sensation, the feelings fluttering through your body, the soft fur, sensitive to even the lightest touch or breeze. It would feel so good to just give in to it, so good to just do rather than think. Do and give in, and as soon as it starts to surrender, it just gives in to that heat entirely. This Gideon heat, listening but not listening, distracted with desire, just giving in to the grinding needs, the rubbing, feeling the perfectly pleasurable little drops dripping down. So ready, so eager, so open to feeling those feline desires, drive, need, and craving. And I wonder how long you would last in this state. Would it fade if you have a deep release? Or does it require some time to express itself as your genetic makeup has to fulfill its natural drive and need that is almost programmed? And it's all just nature, nature inside. All just natural, familiar feelings. Heat, craving, need. And I wonder how it's going to be expressed. By grinding, by humping, by rubbing, by eagerly. Well, I'm sure those distracted thoughts are focused on something. In fact, I'm pretty sure those very inspired heat thoughts have something on their mind that they'd rather have somewhere else. Who knows? Right now you don't, because you don't care. You're just having fun, feeling good, embracing the heat inside while your body is deeply transformed into this beautiful feline form, and the heat above and below all the heat, inside and outside, the heat dripping deep. And it's okay if it's hard to focus, it's okay if certain sounds escape or movements are made. It's all just natural, it's all just part of the genetic code, those instinctual cravings that follow. So go ahead, enjoy the heat, feel the heat, embrace the heat, and let it inspire you. You'll instinctually know what's right and will keep yourself feeling good, even though in a moment this file will end. I am sure that your body will continue to feel voice follows, you can let yourself get even deeper into the state. Otherwise, you'll just have to endure this state for a while. I wonder what the kitty needs more. Something in or out, something deep. A release or not. I'm sure those sounds are perfectly normal. Enjoy.